Cast Audio presents Princess Academy. By Shannon Hale.
Chapter 1.
The east says it's dawn, my mouth speaks a yawn, my bed clings to me and begs me to stay. I hear a work song say winter is long. I peel myself up and then make a way.
Miri woke to the sleepy bleating of a goat. The world was as dark as eyes closed, but perhaps the goats could smell dawn seeping through the cracks in the house's stone walls. Though still half asleep, she was aware of the late autumn chill hovering just outside her blanket, and she wanted to curl up tighter and sleep like a bear through frost and night and day. Then she remembered the traders, kicked off her blanket, and sat up. Her father believed today was the day their wagons would squeeze up the mountain pass and rumble into the village. This time of year, all the villagers felt the rush for the last trading of the season, to hurry and square off a few more linder blocks and make that much more to trade, that much more to eat during the snow-locked months. Miri longed to help. Wincing at the rustle of her pea-shuck mattress, Miri stood and stepped carefully over her pa and older sister, Marta, asleep on their pallets. For a week, she had harbored an anxious hope to run to the quarry today and be all ready at work when her pa arrived. Perhaps then he might not send her away. She pulled her wool leggings and shirt over her sleep clothes, but she had not yet laced her first boot when a crunch of pea shucks told her that someone else had awakened. Pa stirred the hearth embers and added goat dung. The orange light brightened, pushing his huge shadow against the wall.
Is it morning?
Marta leaned up on one arm and squinted at the firelight.
Just for me,
said their father. He looked to where Miri stood, frozen, one foot in a boot, her hands on the laces.
No,
was all he said.
Pa!
Miri stuffed her other foot in its boot and went to him, laces trailing on the dirt floor. She kept her voice casual, as though the idea had just occurred to her.
I thought that with the accidents and bad weather lately, you could use my help, just until the traders come.
Pa did not say no again, but she could see by the concentrated way he pulled on his boots that he meant it. From outside wafted one of the chanting songs the workers sang as they walked to the quarry.
I hear a work song say winter is long.
The sound came closer, and with it, an insistence that it was time. Join in. Hurry, hurry! Before the workers passed by. Before snow encased the mountain inside winter. The sound made Miri's heart feel squeezed between two stones. It was a unifying song, and one that she was not invited to join.